Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WFAN salutes the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling.
Mattingly swings and he has a drive to deep right center. It is high, it is far, it is gone. Back to back, then a belly to belly.
The legendary voice of the legendary franchise.
Ball game over. A perfect game. A perfect game for David Cone.
Sterling steps away from the mic and takes his final curtain call Saturday.
There goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62. To set the new American League record.
On behalf of all Yankees fans, WFAN thanks you, John Sterling.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
The home of Yankees radio. The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That John Sterling promo was everything. Well done, WFAN, whoever did that. Good job. Give me hype. Let's go. Anyway, an almost 4 hour KM to 2 AM, Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls. You know the number to dial, 877-337, a six, a six, and two more sixes. There's too much to talk about today, and I'm not going to stick with the notes that I had. I'm just kind of going to go off the top with this open and lay everything out there for you guys, and you can come up and grab what you like, kind of buffet style. I'm a tastemaker. I'll throw something out there for you, see if you like it, see what is the most popular dish, and we'll go that way. So come aboard. Call in. It's wide open for all the fans of The Fan and every other kind of fan that there is. There's a lot to unpack from the weekend, and we'll get there, but we'll start with tonight. These are daily, nightly shows. We will start with the baseball, but we also have to start with the news. This morning, you may have heard there is a new Big Show Bob in town. There's a new boss in town. There's going to be a new guy running the show here at WFAN, and honestly, I'm pumped about it. I can't wait to meet Ryan, and I can't wait to see what comes from this announcement. So, you know, Ryan Hurley, congrats. Welcome aboard. Comes over from ESPN New York, the other guys, the other station, to take over for Spike Eskin. And I didn't feel like I needed to do too much of the social media farewell to Spike or welcoming in of Ryan. I look forward to doing that off air, offline. And I think anybody that has listened to me on WFAN for more than a week, a month, now going on 3 years, you understand that I don't get here without Spike Eskin. So I've done that already, and I wish Spike well. And yeah, you know, if you don't like Spike or you don't like me, well, if you're, I mean, in that small majority that don't like us both, then, you know, I guess you can be mad at Spike and you can root for my exit, root as hard as you would like. Or if you like me or you don't like Spike, maybe that's something that'll make you actually like Spike to say, hey, well, at least he brought us Keith McPherson. And if you like us both, then, you know, you'll be able to listen to us both on the free Odyssey app, WFAN at night and WIP during the afternoon. What else? Oh, Jackie Robinson Day. And obviously, we all wear 42 when we celebrate Jackie Robinson. But just this past week, I was over in Patterson celebrating Hinchcliffe Stadium and Larry Doby, who came right behind Jackie Robinson, but broke the color barrier in the American League, so he does not get talked about in the same way, and it doesn't have movies and things made about him in the same way, and, you know, his number retired, but I think now we're starting to hear a lot more about Larry Doby. We're starting to hear a lot more about the New York Black Yankees and Hinchcliffe Stadium out there in Patterson, and I think all that stuff is good. I think all that stuff is great, and it's cool to see the players wear 42, even Nike dropped those Air Max today. I did not get a pair with the 42 on them in honor of Jackie Robinson. So happy Jackie Robinson Day across baseball. And the news of John Sterling retiring. Man, I mean, I don't feel sadness. John has not passed. John did not die. John did not come in and say that he's suffering and can't continue. He said he's very healthy, actually. And he even spoke to the fact that, you know, maybe he should have done this sooner. But this kind of came out of the blue today because the season is well underway. John has called some games. And for me, if I can just take the next couple of minutes to speak about John before we get into the Yankees loss and a hell of a win for the Make It Happen Mets. I'm a Yankees fan, if you couldn't figure that out. If you haven't even kind of heard me on the Fan, I mean, if you just heard me tonight, you heard New York, New York hip-hop beat, like a remix Frank Sinatra beat. I'm a Yankee fan, so I wasn't always a John Sterling fan, but John Sterling was the voice of Yankeeography, and there are no Yankee fans that haven't just sat somewhere in a basement or somewhere in a living room and watched Yes Network and watched Yankeeography with John Sterling coming out to tell you about the past of the New York Yankees. And I always talk about this one game that stands out to me. It was a Masahiro Tanaka three-hit complete game shutout in Boston at Fenway Park. It was April 27, 2017. And that one stands out to me because I was just going through some things. And that night, I could not get out of my car until I made a certain amount of money driving Lyft, Uber, you know, ride sharing, picking people up, dropping people off. I had a certain number I had to get to. I don't know, maybe I had to pay my rent or had a certain bill or whatever. And I listened to the Yankees pregame. I listened to that Yankees game in entirety and the postgame. And man, it took my mind off of bills. It took my mind off of driving. It took my mind off of everything. I felt like I was in Fenway Park with John and Susan. And through being on WFAN, I've been able to tell them so much. I've been able to connect with both of them where, you know, one of the greatest things about getting this opportunity, that it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with having my own show. It has nothing to do with like, whatever, notoriety. Like, it, as a fan, as a Yankee fan, being able to break that wall down with two people that you didn't envision ever really meeting, and being able to break that wall down and meet them and then both be aware of me, specifically John. I posted on my Instagram and TikTok the first time I saw John. I could not stop smiling and laughing just seeing him and hearing his voice in person and the fact that he was aware of me and had listened to my show. And not long after that, I went down to spring training and I had him on my show beforehand. And John is the man. I listened to what Susan had to say about John in the postgame, and she said he is a true original, a one of one. So many people want to copy other people in media. So many people want to copy other people online instead of being themselves and blazing their own trail. And man, that's something I'm going to take away from John Sterling for sure. I don't want to be anybody else. I'm trying to be an original. I'm trying to be one of one. when people say, oh, this guy's a GOAT, this guy's a GOAT, he's a, no, John Sterling is an actual GOAT, greatest of all time. When you hear guys say, oh, I'm him, or he's him, or he thinks he's him, I'm him. No, John Sterling was actually him. I hope that we get a 30 for 30, and I hope that John has a blast this season being a Fan. I hope that at 85 going on 86, he has no regrets about this. I have had the opportunity to meet one of his sons, one of the twins, who pulled up on me at Yankee Stadium saying he was a fan of my show and got to sit with me for an inning or two at Yankee Stadium, and we talked, and he told me that he wanted to pursue a career in broadcasting. And when I went back to John with that information, he said, no, no, no. Almost as if he wanted better for his kids. And the fact that John spoke about October to March, really enjoying life, you know, all of his kids being older now, if you remember his two twin boys, they just graduated a year ago. I can relate to just wanting to be with your family. I can relate to wanting to be there. Like, that is the most important thing. I can relate to wanting as much of that time as you could get. And I just can't imagine at 85 going on 86. Like, people retire at 65, 70. I mean, the guy has been working and doing this for all of us out of love for the game and the Yankees. And now he finally bows out and hangs it up to be with his family and his kids, and none of us really knew it would be today. I think we all knew over the last couple years it was coming, obviously with him not doing the road trips. But I just wanted to say thank you to John Sterling for being the voice of the Yankees for longer than I've been alive, for being great towards me from the first second I've met you. And every time I was down at spring training and I got sick at spring training, and the last day of spring training on my trip, I was supposed to jump on the broadcast with John and Susan, but I wouldn't dare go because I thought I had a stomach virus that I could potentially pass to one of them, and I missed that opportunity. But at least I got one time on air on the call with John and Susan that's recorded and documented, and I always remember that, and I got to open their bobblehead with them. I have so many just memories in these last 2 years that being on WFAN and being able to get by them has afforded me that they're precious, man. They're just bigger than a lot of these other things that go on because of who they are and how great they are. And John Sterling is goated. I don't know who you compare him to. I don't know, you know, Vin Scully. I don't know if you even know. John is one of one, a true original. And I'm really happy and excited for Shaq and for E-Man, Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Barbari. Here you go, boys. You know, these guys were scheduled, I think, to do 25 games apiece. Well, that schedule just doubled in size, and you guys will figure it out. You'll do well. And I ask the Yankee fans to give them the opportunity to continue to grow into who they are on the microphone, to give them the opportunity to become who they're going to be on that microphone, right? There's only one John Sterling, from the home run calls to his storytelling to his side conversations with Susan. We're never going to get another one of those. Like, that is 20 years of John and Susan, and I'm glad that we have that, but I'm super excited for the guys that we have in line to do the Yankee game. So 877-337-6666. I'm sure we'll say a bunch about John Sterling tonight. I'll take your calls on it, but let's quickly talk about the game. The Yankees, bum, 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 lose two in a row. I kind of had a feeling that this could happen. I mean, well, it's baseball. It's going to happen. But I just kind of had a feeling when they didn't complete the sweep, again didn't complete the sweep, and the way that they lost that game Sunday, which I wasn't tripping off of that, but it's like you had your opportunities. The game was right there for you to take and sweep. And any Yankee fan will tell you, sweep them so I know it's real, right? How many times have the Yankees not been able to complete the sweep where you want to get excited about them, but you're like, man, put your foot on their throat and completely end it. They weren't able to do that in Cleveland with the Guardians. And then the Guardians carry that energy in the Fenway. They win 6-0 over the Red Sox tonight. And then the Yankees go to Toronto. And with the news of John Sterling, I heard Paul O'Neill say during the broadcast that the, you know, clubhouse was just quieter today. Because, yeah, every New York Yankee is probably thinking about John Sterling and the fact that he's hanging it up this season, man. This one's for John. That's what the first thing I said that came to my mind, man. This season is for John. I don't mind the Yankees being humbled at all. I think they're a really good team. I think they have a lot of room to get better. Pitching, perhaps they could get better. Infield defense, perhaps they could get better. Situational hitting, they can get better in a lot of places. And tonight was just a night where Luis Gil, in his young career, goes out there and he works the whole ballpark. But he worked his way out of it, and he did give us, I mean, five innings, good enough. But, like, ultimately couldn't get the bats going, had nothing. I know I'm going to hear takes tonight about Anthony Volpe moving to the leadoff spot. I know I'm going to hear takes tonight about John Birdie being out and Oswaldo. Where's Waldo? There's Oswaldo again. Leave him in the lineup. The guy does something, right? He gave us one RBI, and that's all we had. Leave the guy in the lineup. You kind of have to now. I know DJ's coming back. I know I'm going to hear some stuff about Rizzo. I know I'm going to hear some stuff about Glaber and his defense, or Volpe and his throwing errors and all this stuff. It's perfectly fine, but it's humble pie. They are a good team, but they're 12-5. They've got a long way to go, and games like tonight will humble you on the road. That's back-to-back losses, and good for Chris Bassitt, former Met, goes out there and does his thing. He's been pretty consistent for the Blue Jays the last couple years, and they do enough. Honestly, the Blue Jays do enough. In the second and third inning, it's zeros the rest of the way, and they get a win 3-1. Call me up 877-337-6666 to talk about Luis Gil, the return of Tom's River North's very own Ron Marinaccio, and we can talk about the lineup and some of these guys, Grisham, Wells, Verdugo, however you feel. We'll talk all through it, and we'll talk through the Guardians series from the weekend. We also have to talk about the Mets. I don't know what a lot of you thought. It doesn't matter what you thought. I don't know what a lot of us thought. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, that's baseball, Susan, to use a John Sterling reference. Early on in the season, they were 0-for. They were getting swept. Came down to the last outs of a doubleheader to get a win. But then winning cures all. And one win can lead to more wins. And if you look at them now, they have won more than they've lost in this last week. We take it day by day, series by series, week to week. We're technically in like week three of the season. The Mets are 500. There were takes on this radio station that said that the Mets would never see 500 again. So, you can cross that one out as wrong. And in a game like tonight at home, you know, coming off of winning a series and winning a series and winning a series, a game like tonight at home in front of your fans, that's the make it happen Mets. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. You go down 3-0. You go get those three runs back. You force your will on your opponent late in the game. Good for Harrison Bader. Have a moment. Aroldis Chapman. Doing Chapman things. Everybody get right now, right? Winning cures all. Winning is contagious, so is losing. But now you're starting to see guys find it. Lindor with two knocks. Marte with two knocks. Brett Beatty. Like, just watching Brett Beatty in these last couple weeks. Young, confident-looking kid. Tyrone Taylor. More valuable than we realized. DJ Stewart. Good to see you. Good to have you right now as we wait on JD Martinez and some other things. Harrison Bader, well done with the go-ahead run. And your Mets now are feeling it. Your Mets now are looking like a team that says, well, we're better than people thought. We tried to tell you that in spring training. Let it play out. We had a rough start in Citi Field when we first started, but that's not who we are. We're figuring some things out with our pitching. We're finding that we have pitching in some spots we might not have thought we had. And you're getting what you got to get out of your bullpen as well. So 877-337-6666. I know the Rangers. I also know the Islanders. We'll get to it. Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. The draft went down in Brooklyn. We'll get to that. We can also talk about the weekend that was with Doc Gooden, the number 16 retirement. I think people make way too big of a deal out of attendance. I think people just lean way too much into the fact that people aren't showing up. Well, you know, show up for John Sterling on Saturday. You were going to show up probably anyway to get that Aaron Judge 62 bobblehead. Now you've got even more reason. I'll see you there. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 87-7, 33-7, a 6, and two more sixes. We're going to talk sports. There's plenty of sports to talk with the draft coming up, with the NBA playoffs coming up. We've been running that drop consistently of me saying that the Knicks cannot make it to the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle. I'm not going to retract that statement. That statement was made on the day that we learned Julius Randle wasn't coming back. But we're about to see. I think a lot of people are making a lot about the Sixers, too, and it's not a guarantee that they face the Sixers.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And we're back. Let's do it, man. Full rack of calls, plenty to talk about. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We're going to start with the Yankees and John Sterling. I mean, I'm just going off of what I see. First up, my guy Lou and Astoria back on The Fan. Go for it, Lou.
Keith, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
How's the family? How's the baby? Doing
great. Had a great first birthday celebration weekend for Jackson. I feel blessed to get through year one. We're all good.
Happy birthday. Thank you for putting me as Anthony Bolper, the lead-off guy, which is going to be there forever. But anyway, anybody that calls you tonight, okay, they can speak about the Islanders, the Rangers, the Mets, the Jets, every team in America, the Giants, and they don't mention John Sterling, okay, then they're not a New Yorker, because this man, and if you remember, he took a couple of times and he went on WFAM as a host to replace somebody. And I remember calling him and I asked him, John, give me three of your home run calls that are your favorites. And he right away told me it's an A-bomb or A-rod. It's Burn, Baby, Burn. And Don't You Know Robinson Cano. Let me tell you something. I expect him, and this was shocking because I expect him maybe not to travel anymore, go to, you know, but call every game, at least every game at the stadium. This was shocking to me. The guy is iconic. He's a trailblazer. And you know something? I hope nothing but the best for the man. I hope he's healthy. But you know what? It's like, you know, he didn't pass away, but he actually used it really in my heart. I got hurt. And let me finish this. I miss this thing that you used to do with him. And I'm going to finish my call right now by saying, tell me something cool. You hey. Take care, my friend.
Well done, Lou. Thank you. I will tell you something cool. I wasn't planning on going to the game Saturday. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, yeah, I'm going. I think I might even just go as a media member. And it's unexpected, but it's cool because we get to honor someone that's still living. Give this man his flowers. Give him his respect. I hated watching the last couple years. Well, not even watching it, but reading it online. If John, I don't know, called to John Carlos Stan, it is caught. Just to see the ridicule that he would get. Just to see the critics of a guy that was 84, 85. And not understanding that this guy gave his life to be this voice of the Yankees. He spent a lot of time away from his family, traveling with the team. People ask me, multiple people today hit me, oh, are you next up? No, sir. Are you the next voice of the Yankees? Nope. Nope, not even in line. I'm not trying to be. I'm a fan. I belong out where the fans sit. I'm not trying to travel with the team. I know that's a grind. John just did it. He went to Houston. He went to Arizona. And I think that was Father Time tapping on his shoulder like, you ready for a full 162? This team's pretty good. Might be a whole playoff run. No, he decided that he liked what he was doing October through March better, and it was time, man. And to be able to walk away, I have a ton of respect for that. Just not being so wrapped up in your own ego of who you are and what you are. He's got no ego. Man, the guy floats when you see him. And I can't thank him enough for how much he's gone out of the way. Anytime I was in the media area where, like, I really feel like I don't belong, to come up to me and say, Keith, my boy, how are you? This is Keith McPherson. You guys know Keith? You guys listen to me? Like, he just went out of his way to make me feel a part of WFAN, the Yankees broadcast, and even tell me something cool. I'm not doing it anymore, and that's perfectly fine. There's a bunch of different reasons. But I wanted to say, like, when I came up with the name Tell Me Something Cool, or we even thought of the idea 2 seasons ago, it was all about John throwing to me, right? He helped make it cool. No matter what I said, and there were some days I had nothing. But him queuing it up as Yankees fanalist Keith McPherson is going to tell us something cool. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool. Like, that's awesome, man. I have that recorded. I have that forever. And I'm not doing it this year, and he's not going to be on the broadcast this year. Perfect timing. I had his last 2 full seasons. So, man, shout out to John. I could tell stories all night, and I want you guys to tell stories all night. I don't have to just sit up here and you hear it from me. John is in Masbeth. John, you're back on the Fan.
Keith, what's up, man? You know, I heard the news say, you know, part of me's sad, a part of me's glad. He's doing it this way. You know, it's like he's been around for as long as I've been listening to games.
Yeah.
A Yankee fan. You know, whenever the team got a new player or player got called up and they're hitting their first home run as a Yankee, you know, the first thing he did after he got done celebrating was, you know, what was Sterling's call? You got to go out and check Twitter to see what was Sterling's call. You got to see what he said, you know, and it was just hearing his call, you know, was just our fans' way of, like, celebrating our players hitting home runs, you know?
He's part of our traditions. He's part of our history. He is a huge part of our culture.
A-Rod, the Thriller by Godzilla. You know, it's just every player has their call, you know, and it's just something that just sticks with them. It's something that you say as a fan when you're cheering for them, you know, not just that. It's like his style of announcing was just so comforting to hear.
Yeah.
And it's like no matter what day you had, you know, say if you're just getting off work, say if you had a bad day, you hop in the car, you pop on the radio, you hear his voice.
He was a constant.
It was just.
For
so
decades.
Comforting to hear. And you just
every
forget
summer.
About the day you had. You zone in. You focus on the game. You think about, you know, the Yankees baseball game and ultimately hearing his voice. You know, you just wanted to hear the Yankees win in the end. And, you know, that's just, you know, it's kind of sad that we're not going to have that no more. But you know what, though? He's deserved the right to call it. Whenever he calls it, how he called it.
On his own
no
terms.
Criticism.
Yep.
You know, he's an icon in the city. He's a national treasure. You know, and I wish him nothing but the best. I'll be there Saturday cheering him on.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of us will. It's going to be packed.
Totally
it's going to be a sellout.
It. Yeah, it's definitely a sellout. But,
thanks for the call, John. You know, something John just said about, you know, hearing him and him being a constant, a lot of people reached out to say they were sad because, you know, it was warm today and we're getting close to summer. And John Sterling is like, they talk about the boys of summer. John Sterling is like a voice of summer because we do all these different things from birthdays to backyard barbecues to going to the beach to going to wherever. And when the Yankees play, whether it's 105, whether it's 7, whether it's 10, you throw on that Yankee broadcast. And John is your companion, along with Susan, narrating the game for you. It's just, it's crazy to think that that's over now. It's crazy to think that that was it, right? Even the beginning of this season, we heard the Soto photo. He's wonderful. marvelous. I didn't know at that time that, like, yo, this is one of the last new home run calls we're going to get from John. I thought he was going to go through this whole season. So, man, this one's for John. The Yankees better bring it home. We better have a good run. And maybe he won't want to do this, but a thought I had today was, man, be so good, get to that World Series where it's even a thought for him to potentially come out of retirement and do a game or pop into the booth for a inning. I mean, this is WFAN. Guys retire, and what's retirement? Joe Beningo, the legendary Steve Summers was on a couple of nights ago. Like, guys retire, but they're still in the fold. They're still, you know, right back on air. So maybe John will get a nice little break, and like he said, he's the biggest fan. He's going to watch all the games. He's going to watch the Mets games, and maybe the Yankees will be so good, and they do get to the World Series this year, where John is well enough and wanting to enough to say, all right, I'll give it a go. How about the first Yankees World Series game at home? I'll call that one. But no pressure, John. No pressure. Max is out in Brooklyn on the Fan in New York. Go for it, Max.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. What's up, dude?
Good. Before I get to my Yankee points, I just want to give a huge shout-out to John Sterling for what he's done for us. It's been amazing.
Yes, sir.
Just to think, when you can look back the last couple of years even, he's had all those memorable moments from Judge's 62nd home run, Cole's whole season, Jason Dominguez's first home run call, Anthony Volpe and Juan Soto's first home run as a Yankee, all those stuff. It's amazing. And it's sad that he's not going to be there anymore.
Yeah, what else you got? You sound like you're jogging. You out for a jog in the 70 degrees?
No, I'm just outside with my car. Second, I'm on the way home now.
Okay, your Yankee point.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say earlier today, I was looking at I've been watching the Yankees game, and I seen Trent Grisham didn't have a hit, and Stanton was benched. And I don't really think that was a smart move on Boone's part, because Stanton is starting to hit a little bit, and Grisham is not really doing much on the hitting side. And I don't think it was just really worth it to put Grisham in there. And I think that you got to keep Cabrera as well, in there as long as he's hitting. As long as he's hitting, you got to be on the team.
Cabrera agreed. With John Birdie down, he's there every day. But I would say to you this, they are trying to get the most out of Aaron Judge. So to get the most out of Aaron Judge, the days that he's DH'd only, he's performed a little bit better than playing center field. So I think getting Trent Grisham involved also is a way to get Judge a half day and a day to focus specifically on hitting. Thanks for the call, Max. 877-337-6666. We know Stanton is on fire, but they also are managing Stanton, right? They're not running him out there every day. They're trying to preserve him so he stays healthy. And that DH spot should be open for not just Judge, but for anybody they want to get going, anybody they want to give a quote-unquote half day off. Let's go to Josh out in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Yeah, hello, Hickey. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, okay, first of all, what I always say about John Sterling, totally agree with you. He's the voice of the Yankees. I've grown up listening. He's definitely the voice of the Yankees. He's amazing. And I'm a Yankee fan, right? And I'm going to Volpe in the first place. Cabrera come back. It's all amazing. I mean, they're really performing. They're doing great. And now I hear everybody talking about the sweeps before, and I definitely hear you about that, but they're still performing. But what is going on with Judge? I mean, it's not really the Judge I recognize. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. We all have been speculating that he's hurt. I want to stop saying that he's hurt because he's playing every day. So if he was actually hurt this early on in the season, I think they would shut him down and they would get that right. I don't think he's hurt. I think when he was hurt in spring training, he missed a chunk of time, and that threw off his timing. And he knows how much he means to the team and the fan base. He wants to physically be there as the captain, especially in this Juan Soto mania, especially in this Verdugo barking all the dogs mania. He wants to enjoy this, right? He's wanted to play with these type of teammates. But he looks a little off. He looks a tick off. I haven't been confident in him. I know he broke out of it a little bit against Cleveland, but then, you know, you call tonight after a night where he goes 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. He's batting under 200. It just makes you wonder what's up, because we're used to him being such a dominant figure, a top 3 hitter in the sport, and he hasn't looked like that consistently enough, but it's very early.
I understand, like, like you said, like a few nights ago, like, we're not going to see that 62 season again. I'm saying that's understandable. But also, like you were saying a few nights ago, like when he got up after Soto got walked and the base loaded two outs for and he popped it up, I was not that surprised because, you know.
Me either, bro. That's why I got some flack, you know, kind of backing up what Sal Acata had to say about Juan Soto doing damage and not looking for a walk. I'm like, the walk is fine, but ultimately we're passing the baton to a struggling Judge that me as a fan, I wasn't confident in Judge in that moment.
He's cold.
Yeah, and that's how we lost the game. I kind of wanted to see Juan Soto break it open, but you got to trust Judge. You got to trust the Yankees. You got to trust that he's not hurt and that if he was hurt, they'd be doing something like resting him or putting him on the IL now versus later. And you got to just trust that he's putting in the work in the cage and with James Rawson and trying to get his timing right. And he's going to have a week where he tears the cover off the ball and he looks like Judge again. But right now he's struggling. It's early on in the season and they're winning. So we can't really make too big of a fuss out of it, but we are because
yeah,
we love
definitely.
The guy.
It's
and
not
we
like the team's losing because of him because he definitely has amazing plays around him. Just he's not playing his game.
It's odd, right, Josh, because the Yankees you know are carried by Aaron Judge. The Yankees you've watched over the last couple of years, it was Judge or nothing. It was if Judge was hurt, we don't stand a chance. Now you have a team where anybody can pop up and be the guy, where they're Judge-proof, some people
the
are saying.
Volpe, Cabrera, I'm saying Stanton, he's playing great. You can't complain about him.
Not mad about Stanton. He can't be the whipping boy. They want to boo him, they can't. But, yeah, I think there's something going on with Judge. I don't know exactly what it is. The Yankees are never truthful, but I don't want to believe he's hurt because if he's hurt, then he should be shut down. He should be on the IL. Fix it now.
Yeah, definitely.
Fix it now. Don't have him, you know, fighting through an oblique ab, even if it's the toe in April.
Yeah, like Garrett Cole came early. Like he's going to be honest. So now the Yankees aren't done. They're going to take him out if he needs to, you know?
Right. And with Cole, you know, I give Cole a lot of credit for noticing he wasn't right. He needed to shut it down and not trying to power through for the sake of I make X amount of dollars. I'm the reigning Cy Young winner. I mean this much to the fans. It's a long season. Thanks for the call, Josh. Yeah. 877-337-6666. We'll talk more Yanks. John Sterling will mix in some more stuff about the Mets. My Casamigos big shot of the night coming up. I got to think about who I actually want that to be. It'll probably be one of the Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.